makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum invite you to enjoy Life. Life with Luigi, a comedy show created by Cy Howard and starring that celebrated actor, Mr. J. Carroll Nash, with Alan Reed as Pasquale. You know, friends, Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum is a typically American product that appeals to people of all ages and nationalities in all parts of our country. And the Wrigley people feel that Life with Luigi is a typically American radio program, a friendly, enjoyable show that sort of symbolizes the American spirit of tolerance and goodwill. So the makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum are glad to bring you Life with Luigi each week and have you join them in this pleasant half-hour's entertainment. And now let's read Luigi's letter as he writes about his adventures in America to his Mama Basco in Italy.
Dear Mamma Mia, in your last letter, you asked I should write you more about the America. Well, if there's one way I'm going to truly describe him, it's to say he's always in a hurry. Even if he's got nothing to do, he's the one to do it before everybody else. And this is a make him act a very strange. Yesterday, man is a run over to me in the street and he's a yell, "You got the time?" Before I got to my watch out of my pocket, he's a board of paper, dropped his exchange, he jumped on a bus and a holler, "Thanks." Thanks for what? Funny thing, it's a making me act just as a crazy. He's holler, "Thanks," and I'm a holler, "You welcome." There's nowhere in the world I'm a see such pure rush. In the morning is a race to the subway, then a race to work, a race to lunch, a race back at the work, a race to the subway, a race to home. And on a Saturday, when everybody should be nice and arrested, is a big race to the doctor. Mamma mia, you ever see a horse race? When in Chicago, is a people's race. Only sometimes when I'm watching the people, I'm thinking the horse knows more of what they're doing. Also, you ask me if it's the people, they're friendly here. How many friends am I got? Well, mamma mia, Chicago is not like our little town in Italy, Castellammare, where everybody else is call me by his first name. In Castellammare, everybody's call me Luigi. Over here, I'm just a plain, "Hey, you." I think the reason I'm right to you so much like this, mamma mia, Is it because today I'm feel very lonely and I'm a mystery? But maybe I'm thinking too much about it. So I better go off to my night school class. There, with all of the questions and the answers are flying around, I'm going to forget to my troubles.
Well, class, can anybody answer the question? Who said, "Give me liberty or give me death," Mr. Horowitz?
No, it wasn't Horowitz.
Please, Mr. Schultz. Well, Mr. Horowitz, he said, "Give me liberty or give me death."
And I studied my lesson so hard last night. I even kept my little boy Seymour, he should help me. Was it Thomas Jefferson?
No.
Alexander Hamilton?
Uh-uh.
Samuel Adams? Paul Revere? George
Horowitz, please leave somebody to start the revolution.
Thank you, fellow. You can have liberty or death. Just give me a smile.
All right, Mr. Schultz, that'll be enough out of you. Mr. Basco, you may answer the question.
Miss Bulling, please excuse me. Do you mind if you repeat it? I was no listener before.
Oh, Mr. Basco, evidently your mind isn't on your work today.
Yes.
Miss Bulling, I have been quietly sitting back and noticing the lack of attention my colleagues pay to their studies. Fortunately, I remain as a shining example that your efforts are bearing fruit. And I would be real glad to answer the question.
Well, listen to him. The mental giant is the pygmy personality.
Mr. Schultz, class, I'm really very disappointed in you today. I don't... Mr. Basco, you're still not paying any attention.
Excuse me, Miss Pauline. I'm trying very hard tonight, but...
Luigi, is something wrong? You look a little pale.
Maybe you're not eating right, Luigi. You know what they say? The avocado.
Tim, what does I look like? I had a hamburger for lunch.
Don't you feel well, Mr. Basco? I'm sorry I didn't know.
No, Thank you, class. But is it not the food that bothers me? Is it well, I'm ashamed to say, but I'm starting to feel a little lonesome.
Louise, that's almost 2 years since you saw your mama,
Yeah.
You're very young, Penemene. I know your power speed, Louise. When I first came over, before I had enough money to send for my family, sometimes I too felt lonesome.
You know, there must be many ways of meeting people, Mr. Basso. Why don't you join some social group or dancing club?
That's a good idea. After all, you know, the toughest thing is to be a bachelor. I remember how it feels to go home alone every night and zip and look at poor walls.
Your heart is different if you're married.
Sure, now I got 3 rooms and I come home, my wife runs out to play canasta, and I sit and look at the 12 walls. My Louise, you are not so bad off.
No, maybe I'm not.
You're a big help. Luigi, I would gladly ask her to come home with me. But it so happens that tonight I got her on right to my meeting. You know, the Odessa Young Men's Benevolent Society. I'm the president and...
No. Thank you. Thank you, Horowitz. But I'm no baby. I'm
Luigi. You know, I go to work after class. If you want to help me deliver the milk.
Well, it's very nice of you, Austin. No, I think I go home with the sleep.
Luigi, you know I would say come and sleep with me and my happy little family. But it so happens my apartment is being painted.
Oh.
You see, there's 10 in the family, and we got it exactly 10 paintbrushes. Well, there must be something you can do.
Mr. Basso, what about Rosa?
Miss Spalding, he may be alone, but he don't want to leave with a crowd.
Tonight, I'm even willing to go out with the Rosa.
Well,
that can easily be arranged, Luigi.
You're so fiancé to Miss Spalding.
Yeah, like just letting him see you. Yeah, that's it, Luigi Rosa. Your troubles are over. Smile! We all get it a little moody sometimes, but like we say in the delicatessen business, don't worry. The things that look darkest today, tomorrow we cover up with a little mayonnaise.
Luigi, my friend. Hello, Luigi. Hello.
Hello, Pasquale. I'm just got it back.
Don't talk so much. I'm trying to tell you.
Huh? Hey, what are you doing with this spaghetti palace? Moving things around like
this. Please, shut up.
All right.
Now, let me see. I think I'm going to change your bread, Pasquale. These look too nibbled on.
Pasquale,
this little table, I'm going to put in there the cash register. In case anybody tries to sneak out or without a pay, and I got to be trapped.
That's very funny.
I got it. I know. I'm going to take off for the old wallpaper and hang up a lot of pictures about the desert. That's going to make the customers thirsty. They're going to order more wine.
That's a good idea, Pasquale. Also, you could...
Please, the place I'm a consecrating.
All right.
Now, I'm going to take the electric bulbs away from the tables, and I'm going to put the candles. That's to give the place a fine atmosphere and to cut down my electric bill.
Hey, Pasquale, I'm a good idea for you.
Nobody's asking of you. Now, should I get a new table? Nah, I put the slip covers on the old slip covers. Yeah, my ashtray is almost all stolen. Better make a trip to some hotel lobbies and get it some more. Maybe I'm going to print up a book of matches, yeah. Eat to the Pasquale's Spaghetti Palace at 23 North, the Holstead Street, especially low prices. Special family rates if you all come together.
Yeah, that sounds good, Pasquale.
Louis, will you go home, please? The carry your seat tonight. I'm a busy.
Pasquale, maybe I can stay here and help you a little bit tonight. Look, here, I'm going to move this table over for you.
Luigi, if you don't go home now, I'm going to count till it's 10 and kill you by 7.
Pasquale, I'm sorry. I go now. Was it just that I was just feeling lonesome and I was just to feel like I want to talk?
Talk? There's only one subject I'm interested to talk about.
I'm willing to talk about that subject.
It ain't a politics, the money, or moon pictures.
Joyston?
Woo-hoo! How you hit that jackpot!
All right, Mr. Scotty, come on, I'll let you talk.
You sure you want to talk about a roast?
Sure, I'm sure.
Which, let me feel your hair. You must be sick.
No, I'm an actor.
Ah, you're just a teasing of me. I suppose you could have told me how fat it is.
No, I'm a bit of thinking. Fat or skinny is all the same. Is it the personality? That's what it counts to with a girl.
You look like a Luigi, you act like a Luigi, you sound like a Luigi. Would you put them all together tonight as they come out of Xavier Cougar?
Daddy, well, what's the difference if I start it? I'm feeling a very lonesome, and I'm a thinking maybe tonight I could take a road just for a walk in a park. But it's something.
Oh, that's a wonderful Luigi. Look, Ross is in the kitchen. Why don't you go in yourself and ask her?
All right, sir. I'm going to do that tonight. Ross?
Oh! I thought you were a mouse.
I scare you? Is it nice tonight or tonight?
I don't know. Should I go outside and look?
No, stay. Arusha, how you would like we should go for a walk in the park? Huh? Just me and you.
Oh, I'd love to, Luigi.
Good.
But not tonight. The butcher's son, Harold, is taking me to a midnight show.
Oh.
I gotta go, Luigi. You know, business. Harold's father gives Papa the best cut to me.
Yeah, best. Well, all right. Thank you, Rosa.
Well, how you make out a little banana nose?
No good. Rosa, she's got a date for tonight.
Oh, yes, Harold. Well, Louis, just a bit.
Yeah, I know. Best cut to the meat.
Well, don't get it so sour-castic. After all, it's only tit for tat to you turning me down so many times.
All right.
So, Arthur Louis, there's plenty of fish in the lake. You want another girl?
Yeah, how?
Go jump in the lake. Good night, Sir Louis. Be happy.
Good night, the first player. I'm happy.
Before we return to Life with Luigi, we'd like to mention that refreshing Wrigley's Pyramid Gum is an ideal treat for your whole family to enjoy. You can give it to youngsters between meals without worrying about spoiling their appetite. And you can enjoy it often every day yourself, because it's never rich or heavy. Remember, too, chewing Wrigley's Pyramid is good for your teeth and aids digestion. So for a long-lasting taste treat and a healthful chewing treat all combined into one, get a few packages of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum next time you go shopping. Wrigley's Spearmint. Healthful, refreshing, delicious. Now let's turn to page 2 of Luigi Vasco's letter to his mother in Italy.
That's the night, to Mamma Mia. I'ma try to go to sleep early, but I'ma couldn't sleep. Was a big emptiness inside of me, like when you're hungry. Only the emptiness was not in the stomach, was up his face a little bit. I was so anxious to hear friendly voice, I'ma get on the telephone. And I'ma call up for the right time. Beautiful voice, as you say, it's now 12:30. It's now 12:30 in 10 seconds. It's not 12:30 and 20 seconds. Then I'm going to start to talk to her. But she's a keeper right on the talk and listen to me. This is making me very lonesome, so I'm going to get out of bed. I'm going to get out of bed, dress myself, and I'm going to start to walk in the fresh air. That's a little better. Hundreds of people. Hundreds of strangers. That's to make a one party.
Hey, get your paper here. Proof, shut off.
Mamma mia, I know how they feel. Maybe I'm going to talk to the newsman. He's all by himself. Hey, mister.
Paper, bud?
Yeah. Is a lot of soup to shut off?
It's all in the paper, mister. How about it?
How about the what?
Come on, Jack. I got no time to stand around and talk. Time costs money.
Oh, yeah, I'm understanding. Here. Give me a paper.
Hey, you give me only a nickel. I get 2 more cents.
Mamma mia, now is a sales tax on a newspaper. All right, here. You think the medicine...
Hey, get your paper here. Take
the... Time across the money.
A light, Mac?
No, but if you go with me, I take you to my antique shop. I'm going to get lots of matches. Huh? Here's a tipper right on the moving. Maybe I'm going to try somebody else. Hey, bud.
Huh?
You got a light?
Sure. Well?
Well, what?
What do you want to do with it? Start a fire?
Oh, no, I'm going to want to start a fire.
Well, where's your cigarette?
Oh, I'm going to smoke.
Well, what do you want a light for?
Well, I'm just to want to talk.
Oh, I get it. And you want a light so you can't see who you're talking to.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Huh? Well, man, this is the guy who's going to like me. Well, I'm gonna find somebody to talk to. Oh, there's somebody. Hey, you look like he's in trouble. Hey, mister, you have an accident?
Accident? What accident?
Why you laying under the lamppost?
It's a free country. I can lay anywhere I want.
Sure, that's right. I'm agree with you. He's a great, a big, wonderful country.
Oh,
that's...
God, right, it's gone. Hey, help me up, will
you? Sure, I'm help you. Sure. Now you can walk.
Yeah, so long.
Huh?
I'll try it again. How can I get through the 3 lampposts? We pay taxes. And how does the city spend the money? 3 lampposts and 1 spot. I'm going to get even. I'm going to get married and have 50 kids. Let the government pay me taxes.
Yeah, well, I'm agree with you, except about the taxes.
Yeah, all right. Cut it, Bud, huh? Let's go all drink, huh?
Drink? Yeah. You want a drink?
Yeah.
For sure.
Anyway.
Sure. Hey, look, we got a drink of that over there.
Yeah? Where?
There. It's a water fountain.
A water fountain? Oh, good.
Mamma mia. I didn't think he could run it so fast. It's just so quiet in the nighttime. Even the streets, they look the same.
Watch
where you go! Oh, I'm sorry. Here, come on. Come on, and let me help you across.
Thank you, sir. May you never know what it is to be alone.
Beautiful girls, 20, the loveliest little dancing partners in Chicago, and it's only 10 cents a dance.
Huh?
That's right, 20 beautiful girls waiting to dance with you.
With me?
That's right.
Come on, Mamma Mia,
How do they know I'm alone here?
They can see you coming. I'll go right in there and your troubles are over.
Oh, thank you, thank you. Hey, you're real a friend.
Hey, wait a minute, Mabel. It's 10 cents for that.
Hey, what? Here. No, but I'm only got the $1 bill.
Okay, here's 10 tickets. Just hand the girl a ticket for the dance. Right in there, son.
Mamma mia. 20 minutes ago, nobody has talked to me. All of a sudden, I'm a popular.
Hey, Moody.
Huh?
How about a dance? The music's just starting.
Moody. All right. Okay, here's my ticket.
Good, I'll hold them all. That's one dance.
That's to the dance?
Uh-huh.
Must be some music I'm going to hear.
Here we go again. Come on, hold. Hey, honey.
Huh?
You dance beautiful.
How you gonna tell?
Say, in the next one, let's do a two-step, hmm?
You must have been joking. There's only enough music for one step. Please, if you don't mind, I'm going to take it back to my ticket.
What's the matter? Don't you want to dance no more?
No. Two dances is enough for three is making me dizzy.
Well, maybe we can sit down and talk.
Talk? You better talk to you? Sure, I'm going to like it to talk.
Fine. Then I'll hold the ticket. It's $1 a half hour.
To talk to?
Yeah.
How much does it cost if we just to sit together and keep it quiet?
Hey, what are you, a wise guy? Dance, mister?
Mamma mia. I'm wondering if she's a carry a missile $1 and a half an hour. Is it like I'm just been introduced to a taxi?
Hello.
Hello, and here's the ticket.
You don't have to give me a ticket.
I don't? Huh?
You've never been here before, have you?
You're going to tell her by the way I'm a dance, huh?
No, come on, let's sit down.
Oh, thank you. Here.
No, I don't want your ticket. You close soon, and you can get your money back then.
Okay. Do you know something? I don't care if you do take them.
In the morning, we dance the whole night through.
Excuse me, Anne. I think your watch is as slow as it's 6:30.
That's the way the song goes. 3 o'clock in the morning.
3 o'clock in the morning.
We sang the whole night through. And how lonely.
You lonely too?
Who is it?
Huh?
How'd you like to be a policeman at 3 in the morning? The milkman going to sleep when everybody's getting up. And you ever hear those kids shouting? Hello, Mabel. Hiya, Jack. This number's for you. Boy, they must be the loneliest people in the world.
Yes, so many people. They all are lonely.
Because it's a lonely town. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. We danced the whole night through.
It's 4 in the morning to call the police station again.
Pasquale, I already called them 12 times. They don't want the FBI in on this, you know.
They should have convoyed by now. Pasquale, did you do anything to Luigi or say anything to Chase in a day?
No, I just told him to go jump in a lake.
That's all.
How was I know he was going to do it?
Oh, I was awful mean to him. I chased him out of the store and he wanted a help.
I should have invited him to come home with me.
Poor Luigi. He was feeling bad in school today. We all knew it and we didn't do nothing about it.
Oh, I got a feeling he's a dead now. What I wouldn't have given was to see that little cabbage push through those two watermelon seeds of her eyes. I would have given...
Oh, Luigi!
Luigi, my son! I was so happy to see you alive.
Hey, stop it. Why are you kissing me?
Luigi, we was going crazy trying to find you. 16 times I called up at the hospital, and every time they told me you wasn't carried in on a stretcher, I was heartbroken.
Luigi, where did you disappear to?
I just went for a walk.
Till 4 o'clock in the morning?
Where did you walk to, Milwaukee?
Oh, Luigi, you disappointed me. I thought for sure you was a dead.
Oh, no, I wasn't a dead dad. I've been walking around the city, talking with a newspaper man, a fella on the lamppost, and I'm a dancing with a beautiful girl. Then I'm a took her home.
Luigi, here's a dollar.
Dollar what the for?
Next time you take the tour, I'm going with you.
What's it so funny? Luigi, you should be ashamed of yourself. While I'm sitting here going crazy, you running all over town enjoying your loneliness.
But, Squally, I'm sorry.
Sorry? You know, Rosa had a date. You knew I was going to be alone. So why you left me all by myself when you know how much I hate my own company?
That's the trick, Pasquale. To learn how to be alone. Chicago. That's a wonderful, lonely town. Good night.
I'm going to. Good night, Louis. Your good night, and see you all tomorrow.
Well, back to bed for me. Good night.
Kimmel, what happened? We called the police, the hospital. He's sorry he didn't jump in the lake. I'm out of bed. Louise is talking in circles. One thing I'm sure of, Chicago is a fashimmel town.
And so, Mamma Mia, my letter to you is finished. It's a lovely night now. And I'm going to think I'm going to take a walk. No, it's not that I'm lonely. It's just that I was in a four houses tonight. Pasquale, Schultz, Horowitz, and Olsen. And I'm going to have a dinner in each, and if I don't take a walk, I'm going to bust. You're loving a son, Luigi Basto. The immigrant.